Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
This is now going to be airing at the last week of January, interesting enough, Monday the 27th, I believe, and headed into already, by the time this airs, we'll be having almost 1 month of 2025 in the book. So
crazy, right?
time goes on, and it's remarkable that here we are, the end of January, and you still have your Christmas decorations.
That joke's gonna get old after a little bit,
yeah.
Right?
That's it. Yeah,
this is gonna have to be the first room I undecorate after Christmas, so
our audience will know that when we have a tape. The next, and probably will be the, because we won't tape until January. You might still have it up in our next taping, but soon thereafter.
Yeah, I'll do my best to get it down for that next
one. You'll know that we actually made it to January. So we're excited. Aiden and Joshua drove home.
Oh, excellent. They made it safely now.
Made it safely.
So that's a long drive. When you do that drive, you're in Texas forever.
Yes. they got all of their finals done, and they basically both said that they're going to get all A's in their courses. So
nice. Well done, boys. Well done.
They're excited about that. Excited to be home, excited to relax, away.
Yeah. I remember with my kids, like the greatest blessing for them of college break, unlike high school vacation, is that there is no homework because you're in no classes. So they literally have a month of just getting to enjoy life again.
Right. That's right.
So that is a nice break for them. And that should be some sweet time for you guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're excited. We played a game last night already, and it was fun. So
good.
We are excited about Christmas and celebrating Christmas. So, but we've been talking about this primer on discerning God's will to kind of bring some clarity to some of the questions that mm-hmm. come up. Most of the people that I deal with and you deal with, as they begin to learn to abide and hear God's voice, they really don't have any trouble per se that they could start to receive and discern God's will.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not saying I don't understand it. It's that I do see it. They've experienced some of it. They recognize that God has unique things for them because mm-hmm. it's their
Right.
So as you look at God's will, the church tends to place it as, well, the scripture states the truth of God, which it does.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't violate that, by the way. And it's not that we're to ignore this or to bypass that. We have to get to the word first. What do you have to say? And he says, I have a lot to say, and I mm-hmm. want you to receive it. But the church says, try to, in essence, follow these principles of scripture mm-hmm. and apply those in your life in general. And then you figure it out. And even, I hear people use this little phrase, I'll do everything I can as the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave the result up to God, And,
yes. Yep.
And that the burden
and
really...
people use that as a mantra, even, do it. Like they'll tell other people, do everything you can and leave the rest to God. And that's like supposed to be some grand encouragement.
The aspect of trying to do the best we can and to move forward with this. So, God says, well, I have a unique decision for you and unique will for you. And it's my will, but it's your path.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my path for you, which is how it works. We have to continue and work on that. So what we're trying to say is that there's some processes that we can follow as we walk with God to hear what he has to say
mm-hmm.
And to receive his unique will for us. So that's how we are to proceed. So what we're trying to do is talk about that is, have a heart to hear, believe we can hear, believe he will reveal his will to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked particularly last week in go to the truth,
mm-hmm.
Go to the light. And the truth is the truth of everything about it. So it's both, think about I need to know situational truth.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening in this particular thing that I'm interested in, which could be an adversity, it could be a conflict, it could be a very complicated decision, it could be something that is coming against us. There's all kinds of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not absent of that. It's to understand that. But I'll take that and then I'll move you to the will, which is truth,
mm-hmm.
that I need to show you things that you don't know as I guide you down the path to get into the right place with the right people at the right time so that I can do my supernatural work.
Right.
That's our intention there. So what we're trying to understand then is, okay, well, what specifically are the steps that we take since we're on a path,
mm-hmm.
and we're supposed to take steps? How do we understand those steps and what do we do with those? So what we want to do today is just highlight this in scripture, and then we'll try to work through an example of this to help people understand how it works. So if you would, Kathy, go to Ephesians 5, verses 8 to 14.
Sure. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
Yeah. So it says, are the children of God. We are the light as we walk in the Lord. And he says, therefore, walk as children of light.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we looked at last time as light is revealing truth. Have a heart to receive the truth. Situational truth and God's truth. And he says, because he says the key is that as you walk in the Spirit, the fruit of that, remember, fruit is a result.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't create my own fruit. I abide in the vine and he provides the fruit. And
right.
He said, so he's implying here, by the way, walk as children of light by abiding.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the fruit of the Spirit is going to come into that situation. So be abiding, hearing the Spirit. Fruit will be goodness. By the way, the word there is the supernatural, the spectacular. You'll experience resolution to the issues of life you have, righteousness, which is Christ himself, and truth.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be guided and led into truth, which is the role of the Holy Spirit. And then he says, as you do that, in verse 10, what does he say?
You find out what is acceptable to the Lord. So finding out his will, right?
Finding out not his will. And then mm-hmm. as you do that, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. So what, now think about this, is he uses light and dark.
Mm-hmm.
If he defines light as truth, then what is darkness?
Deception or lies.
Yeah, it's false.
Yeah.
He says the key is that, and the most dangerous place to be, interesting enough, is that you think you're walking in truth, but you're actually walking in false.
Mm-hmm.
And you're walking away from the goodness and all that God can do for you because you are deceived yourself. And you've looked at stuff and said, I guess this is good. And God said, actually, it's not, because it's not truth. And you've either ignored the truth, rejected pursuing the truth, and you've bought, and usually this happens, by the way, out of my selfish desire to fulfill something that I would like to have happen. So I'm mm-hmm. going to, and I really don't care about truth. I'm just going to plow through it because I would like to have this result achieved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about truth. Be willing to walk in the truth step by step by step, because you're on a path. Show me,
right.
we said that in Psalm 25, show me your paths, guide me into truth, teach me to learn the truth. Have a heart for truth. And so it's think about how simple this is in reality, is take a step. What happened? What's the truth?
Mm-hmm.
And then our question goes back to, okay, now what?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take the next step. And so people have a tendency, this is where the confusion comes in, is that, God has a will and God has an answer. God has a resolution to my decision, to my issue, to my complication, to my sticky wicket. Just tell me the answer and then I'll go fulfill it. And he said, no, it's a step by step by step process, because that path is very dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, because things happen with people on that path that, by the way, may not be in sync with God's will.
Right.
They may be working to thwart his will, which, by the way, the enemy's using, which could even be other Christians. that he's using to work against God's will through their self-centeredness, and particularly if they have influence or power, you know, along the way. So let's walk through, last time you suggested we walk through an example. Let's begin an example and see if we can help clarify how it works.
Good. Okay.
So situation is, this is an executive friend of mine. He is a commercial real estate developer in California, and he and his partners, and he's been doing this for many, many, many years. They develop commercial properties, which are primarily, you know, think of distribution centers, office buildings, and maybe even a commercial, you know, kind of a retail center where there's stores, hotel, a variety of things. So there's all kinds of different ways they can go. And they've been very successful, and they're believers, and they have success with their projects, and then they get funds from those successes, and they want to reinvest them into another project. And so we've been working on discerning God's will and how that works. So, and this has happened over the last year or so. So the first thing is, well, they got to find a property that they're interested in.
Right.
That looks like there's potential with it. And so they do. They go out and they do some research, and they look at property, and they visit properties, and they come across this one property. And remember, they've got wisdom and experience, and they kind of know, you know, the dynamics of this property has the potential to be a success. They've already sorted that stuff out, which they're getting wisdom from God. You know, is this something to pursue or should we not? You know, and they've learned, you know, don't try to create something that isn't there or ignore something that isn't there. You know, do a true evaluation and follow what you know to be true and see if you want to go forward with it. So they do. They find this property. It is owned by a widow, and she has a desire. She doesn't want to develop it herself. So she would like to get paid for the property so she could take her money and invest it in other things for her future.
Right.
And so they look at this and they process it, and she has a price that they look like, you know, looks like it'll work. And they run their model. And so this guy's praying, you know, should we pursue this? And God gives him a instruction. Yes, pursue this. Now, pursuing it, remember what we're saying. It isn't. And think about the worst prayer he could have is, okay, Father, then make all of this work.
Right.
God, give us this property and make it all work. And God says, well, you don't even know that yet. All I said is take the first step.
Right. And I do think this is where a lot of people, and I know you've seen it too, get off track. They take that instruction to pursue something as the end product and a promise of what's going to be delivered rather than a next step.
And that it's, well, we want this project. And looks like it'll work. So God deliver the project. And God says, well, we haven't got to that point yet. We know where you're headed. And that is this a project to pursue? And God said, yes, it is. Now, does that mean it's the answer to the project? No, it isn't. See, it's not yet, because why? You're just in the first step of it. So it's, as we look at God's will, it's, well, what path are we on? And remember, you're on multiple paths at once. So like even this guy, you know, he was on several, but one of which was, okay, a project like this. Another one was, how do I develop margin, more margin, so I can enjoy my wife and my children and my grandchildren more? Well, that's a whole different discussion that he has to process. So he doesn't say, well, give me the project, give me all the margin I need. You know, it's just give, give, and do. He said, no, I got to process each one of them, and I got to do it step by step by step. So remember that the ask, seek, and knock process that we've talked about, the ask is always the same.
What do you have to say?
what do you have to say? What's your will for me at this moment? And I will pray that. What do you have to say about the step that you want me to take next on this thing? Because we do want to do a project, so we know the path we're on, and we see a property here that could work. What is your will? So keep thinking. That's really always the question. Not I want.
Right.
Or just give me the answer, or go make it happen. Here's my prayer list. It's rather, here's something that is on my list because it's an unresolved issue, or it's a project, or it's a decision, or it's an opportunity that I have. So that's good. And it's unique to me. because, you know, he's working on commercial real estate project. Well, you and I aren't working on that.
Right, right. So very unique.
So that's not our question at all. Rather, we have our own unique things that, okay, Father, you know, what's your will? So it's, what is your will? I'm seeking your will. I know you'll deliver your will, and it's going to be done step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And all I have to know is, what do I do next?
Mm-hmm.
And my focus is, what do I do next so that I can see the truth? And based upon that truth, then I'll move forward. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they negotiate a price. And when you do a real estate land deal, there's a contingency period. Because you don't want to do a lot of work unless you know that there's a possibility that with the property would work itself. Because the seller may say, you know, I don't want to sell at all, or the price is so absurd, you know, that we're not going to pursue it. So they do what's called kind of a pre-contract, which is we will buy it at this price, subject to all the information that we need now have to go gather to verify that it'll work.
So that you're not buying a property that doesn't fulfill the purposes it was intended for, really, right?
Yeah, yeah. Either we can't make it work, or something's about it, like zoning, or maybe there's a EPA problem with it, or, you know, all these things that we have to investigate. And the sellers know that.
Mm-hmm.
So they sell it subject to those conditions. Okay, so now they said yes. She said yes. All right. Now we talked about, okay, what's next? Well, what's next is they have a series of what's called due diligence. And this is the seeking part, ask, seek, and knock. Their seeking part is, we have to go investigate what's the truth about this land. And they have to go to the city and get a preliminary, you could do these things on that property. Now we have to approve it, and is subject to lots of things. So we're not saying yes to it. We're just saying it's something you can do. We haven't agreed to you doing it, but you can do it. Because they need to find out. The city may say, you can't even do that on that property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then that would close it off. They have to do some environmental investigation. Is there anything on the property or had been on the property that's an environmental problem that had to be cleaned up? They have to do that. And there's you know, information about that publicly. Then they had to go work their financial model with what we're going to build and how we're going to do it. And the income that they're going to get, what they project are going to be. Remember, this is all very beginning and very basic.
Right.
Is the project going to work economically so that we could proceed? Because if it's not going to work, it doesn't make any sense to continue to do the transaction until we discover it's going to be work. So that's what they do. They spend their time. And my question to him along the way is, well, what'd you find out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you find out? Oh, I found out this. Okay, now what? You know, and they keep getting this information.
Yeah.
And I
was just going to pause you in that. So can you just talk a little bit to what that, you know, I've got a journal with a question at the top of the page asking about this, and we're stepping through, what sort of things can you give it real tangibles for them? Like, what sort of things would they be writing in their journal, per se, to show the steps, some of the things that God is leading, just to give people really a track of what this looks like?
Well, you know? Because of, again, it's unique to the situation.
Yeah.
What they have to learn, they have to find out is, what's the mortgage rate? Going to be, and how much borrowing would they do on this project so they know how much they have to pay every month.
Right. So in their tracking, some of the things they're doing, they're writing down what God's saying to them about it, any scripture they've been led to on it, as well as factual details and truths that God is leading them to uncover regarding this. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah. That's why I'm going. I want people to see the type of things that they are tracking as they're in this process of ask, seek, knock, that they're actually making note of all these things. Right.
Right. Right. And in this case, the God has said, you know, you got to know the state of your flocks. You have to know the cost of, if you're going to go build something, he says it right in scripture. If you're going to go build something, you got to know the cost it's cost you to build it. So they're putting that together, and they have a whole list of things that they got to go find out. And then what do they write down? You know, we found this out. We got to get a contractor to look at building this thing, how much it's going to cost. And see, they can't presume anything because they couldn't say, well, last year it cost him this much. Well, you know, post-COVID with labor inflation,
everything changed.
it's higher. So they know that. Okay, so what is it? And they keep processing to get the banking scenario, to get the cost scenario, to get the income. If they're going to build a hotel, who could they partner with? And what would that look like? And so remember, this is taking months of processing to understand what God is saying to them. And remember, God says, I'll guide you into truth. And so their role is to, you know, do I feel that I'm getting good information? God will say, yes, that's good. Or no, you haven't got there yet. Keep going. And then when they, and they start to put it all together. And so they do, and they run their model, and they discover that because of what we said post-COVID with the cost, that if they buy the property for the price they were going to agree to, that, that the project will not work.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much cost in the land because these other things are going to happen. And when they add it all up, they won't make any money because the land price is too high. And it's not, they remember, they originally thought it was a good price.
Right.
Why? Because that was our experience in the past. But they discovered through the process of ask, seek, and knock and writing right. all this down that, you know what? This isn't going to work, you know. And mm-hmm. when he comes back to me and he says, you know what? We've discovered it's not going to work. And he says, I guess we just, you know, end the process because we have the right to end the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we should just end the process. And I said, well, did God say that to you? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, you don't know what he has to say about that. Yeah, you got new information. This just happened. You're having clarity. That's what he promises to give
mm-hmm.
you. And it won't work with the current price. I said, so think about what would be required for it to work. And he says, well, the price of the land would have to be lower.
Right.
I said, yeah.
Which he now has a good handle on what that would be, actually,
yeah,
even,
what,
right?
What that price would be. And so why don't you go process that? What price do you need for this to work? And understand that first. So he does. Mm-hmm. You know, they put all that together. Okay, they worked that. And they said, okay, if the price goes to that, we can make this work. Okay. Mm-hmm. I said, now that you know that, what is your next step? We got to go meet with this lady. Yeah, let's talk about that. And we're out of time on this session. We'll pick it up next session. As you're beginning to see, it's not give me the project. It's rather what step do I need to take and
right.
what truth am I receiving that I can then use that truth to move forward next.
Right. And so many more questions along the way than what I think we tend to think or tend to want to take the time for sometimes, right? And
right.
so just knowing, again, it's that walk of intimacy with God, right?
Right.
Walking
That's
with
right.
him step by step into his will.
Yep. So Heavenly Father, thank you that you tell us we walk in the light, that as we do, the fruit of the Spirit will be goodness, excellence, the supernatural, the blessing, the covenant. It'll be righteousness because we're walking with you. And then we will be walking in the light, receiving truth. And the fruit of that will be the truth that we'll understand to then what do we do next? And we're not to have any participation with darkness, false. So we really want to know the truth. And, and we want to pursue the truth and receive the truth and then keep asking, now what do you have to say? And we praise you and thank you that we're learning that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, for sharing today. And thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to continuing the conversation next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.